I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Sunday is New Year's Eve, and communities around the state have their own answers to New York's famous ball drop. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The capital of the Peach State naturally rings in the new year with the Peach Drop, moving this year to Atlanta's Woodruff Park. Other cities have found more unusual things to drop. Some go floral, like the Cherry Blossom Ball Drop in Macon and the Geranium Drop in McDonough. In Tallapoosa, west of Atlanta, they drop a stuffed possum named Spencer, while in Perry, they drop a buzzard named Bob. In Savannah, where drinking outside is famously legal, revelers raise a giant to-go cup on River Street. And of course, folks throughout the region will be eating black-eyed peas and collard greens on Monday for luck and good fortune in the new year. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
At Atlanta's New Year's Eve celebration, the 800-pound peach is dropping from the Flatiron Building this year. Among the entertainers set to perform are Jeezy, TLC, and Tyrese. The free event begins at 5:30 p.m. Organizers are encouraging attendees to use MARTA or ride-sharing services and to remember that strict security protocols will be in place, with bag searches at entry points and food, beverages, pets, chairs, umbrellas, bicycles, and skateboards among the prohibited items. Homeowners around the country are rushing to prepay property taxes before the new federal tax law that caps the amount of state and local taxes people can deduct takes effect. The IRS says homeowners who prepay will be able to claim the deduction on this year's return, but only if the taxes have already been assessed and billed. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia tax commissioners cannot accept prepayments for property taxes. Counties are not allowed to collect 2018 taxes until they set their rates and have their tax digest approved by the state. Well, more Georgians are finding jobs at the end of 2017. The State Department of Labor says Atlanta, Athens, Augusta, and Warner Robins set records for job growth in November. And unemployment claims dropped by 45% in the Savannah region as it recovers from Hurricane Irma. Well, at the end of January, DeKalb County is welcoming a new Deputy Chief Operating Officer for Public Safety. It's Jack Lumpkin, who currently serves as Savannah-Chatham County's police chief. Lumpkin is moving to DeKalb as the joint police department he's been leading for the last 3 years is splitting into separate forces, one serving the city of Savannah and the other serving surrounding Chatham County. He says that when he leaves, his departure will not affect policing in the area.
Whether that's February 1st, whether that's January 20th or February 20th, we're going to cooperate with each other. We're going to continue to put patrol officers into those slots where they're supposed to be.
No charges will be filed in connection with a mass lynching that occurred in Walton County 71 years ago. The AJC reports that the GBI is closing its investigation into what became known as the Moores Ford lynching. On July 25, 1946, a mob carrying shotguns and pistols repeatedly shot Roger and Dorothy Malcolm and George and May Murray Dorsey because Roger Malcolm had been accused of stabbing a white farmer during an argument. Investigators identified more than 160 suspects over the years, but all of them have since passed away. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.